Recording live from the Northeast Georgia Business Radio X studio. This is Northeast Georgia Business Radio presented by Regions Bank. Embrace the FN life. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Welcome back. Welcome back, folks, to another exciting edition of Northeast Georgia Business Radio. I'm your host, Tom Sheldon. And yeah, we're coming to you live from the beautiful Empower College and Career Center of Jackson County. I have with me a young lady in studio. You know, I really wish I could say she was out of work and she wouldn't even come in, but the work she is doing and her folks are doing is super important in the community. I have with me today the executive director, CEO of Bright Paths. Now, that's a Prevent Child Abuse Athens organization. I have with me today Sally Sterrett. Sally, welcome to the Northeast Studio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here.
Thanks.
Now, you are in the child abuse prevention world.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Like I said in the open, I wish you didn't have a job.
That'd be great.
You're trying to put yourself out of business.
I sure am, every day.
Now, you're based out of Athens, correct?
We are. Our office is in Athens, but we serve Clark and six surrounding counties. So we're serving seven different counties in Northeast Georgia.
Are you in Jackson County?
We are.
That's part of the sure. part of your world.
Yeah.
Good deal. Yeah. Good deal. Is it that bad out there?
No, it's not.
Good.
Yeah.
It's getting not. Better.
It's getting better.
Good.
It's getting better. And that's one thing that we try to do is destigmatize a little bit the name of what we do. That's why we're Bright Paths. We don't use Prevent Child Abuse Athens very often.
That's like a legal
name. That's our legal name.
Legal
our
name. Doing business. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And we work with families who are really, honestly, fantastic. Some of the best, kindest families that I've had the pleasure of working with. They have custody of their kids. They're doing their best. They're trying their best. But they need extra support, like all of us who are parenting need support. However, a lot of us kind of have that support system built in through our family or our friends or whomever. And the families that we're working with might not have that elsewhere. And so that's where Bright Paths comes in.
Now, when you say support, what do you mean?
We offer a litany of programs, lots of different kinds of programs that offer support. We have parenting workshops, parenting classes. We have home visiting services where we've got home visitors who are going into the homes of children, you know, biweekly, monthly, quarterly, and in their own homes teaching.
That often?
Yes, for up to 5 years.
You go to them?
We go to them.
Oh, wow.
So non-threatening. You don't have to travel anywhere. It's not, you know, you're not coming to a scary government building. It's,
right.
it's our people that you form a relationship with coming into your home and just working on, we work through an accredited evidence-based, strengths-based curriculum, but in a way that works for the family.
That sounds difficult.
It is. It is
Seriously,
difficult.
It sounds difficult.
It is difficult. It's not just a bunch of moms out there
show
doing
up and
what
have
we
coffee.
Want. No, it's we're working through some real child development processes. We're screening every family for interpersonal violence, maternal depression. Every child is getting an ASQ developmental screen every few months, and then we're able to make referrals as needed. So we're really wraparound support for families so that they can be the best parents they can be so that their kids can have a healthy childhood.
It sounds like what you're doing is ever evolving.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's working right now, you may have to change months down the road.
Yes, or if a pandemic comes by and you can't go in anybody's houses.
Oh, I never thought of that. Lovely.
That was a time, for
Y'all
sure.
Y'all were like standing on the sidewalk, screaming into the doorway?
Anywhere you could imagine, we were standing. But we actually never stopped services, and we were able to
That's
keep
awesome.
all of our services going. So we're proud of that.
Had you done that, everyone would have said, well, there's a pandemic.
Yeah.
But you didn't.
No.
So that's really cool.
Yeah, we're proud of that. So we have home visiting services, parenting classes. We offer free therapy for our families. We have a resource closet where people can come get diapers and wipes and that kind of thing.
Do you really?
Yes. We've got full-time staff in both Athens hospitals every single day. When a mom gives birth, we're there to offer resources. You know, you can imagine some moms need a lot of resources. Some moms don't need any.
Sure.
But we're there to give them what they need before they even leave the hospital.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How do you put all that together?
We have a team of 20 people who are experts in their field and really fantastic.
Well, I didn't mean you personally.
I don't know how any of us do
Sally, when you woke up this morning, did you get the diapers ready for the
Oh,
I'm
my
kidding.
God. No, it's a big operation for
it
sure.
It sounds like it.
We've got a big staff, tons of volunteers, tons of community partners, business partners. It really is a community effort.
It would have to be.
Yeah, for sure.
How many people or families, parents, do you think you serve in a year?
We serve about 5,000 participants. So whether that's mom, dad,
combination,
grandma,
of
baby. Yeah, about 5,000 participants a year.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm, it is.
Wow.
That's a lot.
How many of you is there?
So we're part
There's one
this,
Sally.
We're part of Prevent Child Abuse Georgia. So there are PCA councils in lots of different areas in our state. We're the one in Athens and the surrounding counties, but there are others close by that are doing great work as well.
What is considered child abuse?
Great question. The technical answer, there's four types of child maltreatment in the state of Georgia.
Okay.
There's physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, and neglect.
All right.
And then there's also some child endangerment kind of tack on charges in Georgia. But in the state of Georgia, every year there's about 10 to 11,000 substantiated cases of child abuse, meaning it was investigated and found that yes,
it was proven
there was maltreatment. Uh-huh. Right. About 70 to 75% of that is neglect, meaning the adult in the scenario failed to provide a basic need for a child, whether that's medical, housing, shelter, whatever. The great thing to me about that is that we think almost all abuse is preventable. Neglect is very preventable.
You would think.
Neglect is
90-something percent of it.
It's very, very rarely someone intentionally failing to, like, withholding a need from a child, right?
Right.
That's what Netflix wants you to think is happening. That's what's making headlines. That's not what's happening in our community.
Okay.
There's families who don't have access to the resources that they need, and they're making choices like, do I leave my young child home alone overnight so that I can work another shift?
Right.
Right? That's neglect supervision.
Mm-hmm.
Or do I stay home and supervise my child and then not be able to put food on the table? Well, that's neglect.
Or pay the rent and now we don't have a house.
Exactly. So it's more like that's an impossible choice.
It is.
I'm not trying to withhold from my child. So am I excited that there's 7,000-8,000 neglect cases in the state? No. But I do get excited by the fact that those are really, really preventable, and that's where we come in and other community partners.
An easier fix, I would guess.
100%.
And I imagine the toll on the child is not near as bad as some of the others.
No. No. Different.
I guess if it goes on long enough, anything's going to take a toll on a child.
Yeah. It's different. But it is, the research shows that it is better for a child to be with their family and maybe have some lack for a short period of time. We're not certainly not excusing neglect.
Right.
I want to be clear about that. But it'd be better for us to help a family through a hard time than to come in and remove a child and put them in a brand new family of strangers. And that trauma is much more long lasting and much more intense than the trauma of working through a tough situation with their family. So we'd rather keep kids in their homes and give their families the support they need to parent their own children.
I've heard that myself.
Yeah.
You probably mentioned this at the beginning. How do you come across your cases? Are they're not clients. They're not cases.
Yeah, client. We call them clients.
Do you call them clients?
Clients or families.
Your families.
Yeah.
How do you come across these families?
All over the place. A lot of community referrals from organizations like WIC or Babies Can't Wait, Department of Public Health. A lot of our home visiting clients, our Healthy Families Home Visiting Program, are referred when we're in the hospital through that First Steps newborn resource program in the hospital.
Gotcha.
First Steps staff will go in and offer resources, and one of the resources that they might offer is a home visiting slot. And so families will opt into that. It's totally voluntary. Families can choose to be in it or not. We get a lot of parenting class referrals from partnerships with DFACs and places like that. But for the most part, it's organizations saying, hey, I think this would benefit your family, and families saying, yeah, I think it would, and I'd love to be a part of it. And then they stay. Our retention rate is off the charts. Once they're involved with our organization, once they get to know that home visitor, they've got a relationship, they stick around for 3, 4, 5 years.
I was about to ask, what is a general term of 3 to 5 years?
Yeah, for home visiting, for healthy families, you can stay in from a prenatal even, or when the baby's born, until they start school or they're 5. So we've got families who have built a 4 or 5 year relationship with their home visitor, which I think really speaks to the quality of the relationship and the support that home visitor is providing.
It speaks very well.
Yeah. If it's something that
very
you don't want to be in, you leave as soon as you can, and they don't,
absolutely,
they stick around crying at graduation. I mean, and come back to our community event. So we're building great relationships in the community.
This is basically a service that the hospitals, I guess, give you the exposure to new parents?
Partly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If I'm listening, I'm probably wondering who's paying for all this.
Well, we'll get to that.
Okay, all right.
No, we'll get to that.
So the hospitals do offer
it. I want people to be able to find you, though it sounds like you don't have a problem with that.
if you wanted to make a referral for a family, you could do so through our website, mm-hmm. brightpathsathens.org.
Okay.
The hospitals are making referrals. Social workers are making referrals, things like that.
Okay. Yeah. I gotcha. There's a network of people and organizations referring to you.
Absolutely. But if you're listening and think, I know a family that could benefit, then find us online. There's a connect with us form, something like that, and we can get you plugged in.
But now the idea is to prevent.
Correct.
Head it off before it ever happens.
Absolutely. And it works.
It must.
Families in our Healthy Families program, there's about a 50% reduction in CPS involvement for families that are in our home visiting program.
I take it that the parents aren't offended by the offer.
No.
To be a part of this.
No. I mean, we've all needed help, and then somebody offers help, and you're like, thank God, yes. It's gotcha. And a big part of what we're doing is trying to do is destigmatizing that need for help. Like, I need help parenting my kids. I just so happen to have a husband, a full-time job. He has health insurance. You know, my parents live right down the street. I'm not worried about paying my bills. That doesn't make me a better mom, and it doesn't mean I love my kids more than the moms that we're serving that are working their tails off, and they just don't have access to those resources.
I got you.
So we're really trying hard, especially in April, to show that all parents need support. So there's no shame in asking for it, and there's no shame in offering it. We should all just be helping. I know that sounds a little la-di-da, but we should all be helping each other.
Well, we should. Sometimes we just don't know.
Exactly. Exactly. We don't know what's going on.
You can't help if you don't know.
Absolutely.
Or you can't get help if you don't know it's
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
Now, you brought up the word community partners, mm-hmm. and that is huge here at the Northeast mm-hmm. Studio. We're going to take a really quick break. We're going to talk about one of the community partners, and then we are going to talk about why April is so important. One of our great community partners is the Green Insurance Group. Everyone has different insurance needs. Call Nick and his team today for a personalized assessment and find out how they can help protect you and your hard-earned assets. With years of insurance experience helping clients prepare for the unknown, they can help with a personalized business or individual assessment that can save money now and headaches later. Home, auto, fire, commercial, life, and much more. Visit greeninsurancegroup.net for all the details. That's green with an E, insurancegroup.net for all your insurance needs. And while you're at it, visit our new website, negabrx.com, to see all our great community partners. Sally, you still there?
I'm here.
There, you didn't run off on me.
No.
For those scoring at home, we had software glitches when Sally first got here, and I kind of put her through paces unneeded, and I apologize profusely.
But it's working
now.
Yes.
All right. You mentioned the month of April. The month of April.
Yes. My favorite month of the year.
Is it?
It is.
Are you born in April?
No.
Okay.
All right. Fair enough. I guess my birthday month.
You have two babies, right?
I have three kids.
You have three?
I have three kids.
Well, what months? Mom, don't mess this up.
January, June, and December.
It's still not April.
I know. I shouldn't have said that.
It's okay.
That's.
I like April, too. I have a sister who's born in April. Actually, today is her birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday, Kimberly. Why in the world is April so important?
April is Child Abuse Prevention Month.
Ah,
nationally, in the state of Georgia, in Athens, all over. It's Child Abuse Prevention Month. So we spend the whole month talking about not child abuse, but how we can prevent it.
Prevent it.
Strengthening families, brightening futures. That's kind of our thing. And so we get to talk about that all month long. Hopefully you guys have seen pinwheels maybe in your community, those little things that blow in the wind. That's the symbol of a healthy childhood. So those are all over. We've got signs and billboards and all the things.
I've heard all about those things.
Yes. They're hopefully not blown all over your yard. Hopefully they're staying put.
But I don't have any in my yard, but
we can get you some.
You need to.
BrightPathsAthens.com. You can get some.
Sweet. Now I know.
So April is Child Abuse Prevention Month.
Right.
So we partner with businesses. We partner with community organizations. We partner with local families to really spread awareness for the idea that child abuse can be prevented, that every child deserves a healthy childhood, and it takes all of us to kind of give that to them. And that when families are stronger, our entire community is better.
Oh, yeah.
Our schools are better. Our economy is better. It's better for all of us
the
when
jobs,
families are stronger.
The strength of the businesses.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. So we talk about that all month long.
So it wasn't just your idea.
No.
I'm kidding. No. I'm kidding. I always give my guest credit.
I don't know whose idea it was, but it was a good idea.
It was a darn good one.
Good one.
This may not be a fair question. What are things to look for?
Yeah.
Well, I would personally, I would have a hard time going up to someone that I may not know very well and say, hey, you know, there's help. There's help for this, and there's support for that.
Mm-hmm.
That may not be the easiest question, especially if you don't know somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Are there things to look for? That's probably not a fair question.
No, that is a fair question. And we do a whole training on that for our mandated reporters. Uh-huh. But if you're thinking just like, how do I help as a community member?
Yeah. Yeah. Just a regular person who's going to be listening to this podcast may know somebody, maybe right in front of them and not even realize it, a simple visit a website or something, a simple phone call could dramatically change a situation for the better.
Absolutely. I think we're looking at parents who are overwhelmed, parents who don't have support, single parents.
Now that's at least two-thirds of the parents in Northeast Georgia.
Right.
Honestly.
Right. So I think we look at where can we be the support system for our neighbors. It could be as something as small as saying, hey, I noticed that your kid gets off the bus. You're not home from work yet. If you want to, you're welcome to send them to my house and you know they can hang at my house.
Okay.
Or if you know maybe that somebody is struggling to say, hey, I'm going to the store and I know you've got a bunch of kids. I remember when I had kids in diapers. Oh my gosh, could I pick you up a pack of diapers? So, you know, it's not always a comfortable conversation. I think if you have somebody in mind, then tell them about a community event. You know, Bright Paths has a spring fling coming up. Come on.
We're definitely going to talk about that.
You want to come on down or what, you know, things like that. More globally or more kind of community wide, you can do things like volunteer. Of course, I'm going to push Bright Paths. There's lots of great organizations.
Absolutely.
Volunteer at Bright Paths, donate, host a diaper drive in your neighborhood to give to an organization. Things like that where it's more just about recognizing that maybe we've got some resources that we could share with the parents in our community who don't, and that's going to make us all better. So I think I would just look at like, what resource do you have extra of? Is it time? Is it money? Is it, I mean, like you're using your voice, your platform. What do you have that you can kind of leverage for others?
I got you. Now, Sally, April's a big month.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned Spring Fling,
mm-hmm.
but there's stuff going on all month.
Yes.
Now, Spring Fling you do annually.
We do.
So if you miss this one, you got another one coming up next year.
Yep.
I got to know about all this stuff.
Yeah.
A lot going on.
Yeah. So all month long for Child Abuse Prevention Month, we've got things in the community like a Spring Fling. It's a big family fun day. We're doing proclamations with the mayor and commissions of most of the counties we serve at city hall meetings and things like that. Those are all month. We're doing a virtual training series for parents and caregivers or just community members. If you want to get specifics on kind of what you're looking for, we go into a real deep dive on that. That's one of our trainings.
Nice.
We have a training about why is this happening. We've got a training about safe sleep guidelines. So all kinds of virtual trainings. Again, we're putting the pinwheels up. We ask people to go and donate like a sign or a pinwheel to stick in their yard to spread awareness. And then on April the 20th, we have our big annual Starry Starry Night gala. It's an in-person, like black tie optional gala, silent auction, super, super fun and fancy. And it's also available online. So if you wanted to sit in your PJs, if you're more like me.
Nice.
And bid online, you can win some really cool auction items that's supporting our cause.
So. That sounds like fun in itself.
Yes. Yeah. Either way is fun. So there's stuff going on. All of our events, all of our things are listed on capmonth.com, CAP, like child abuse prevention, capmonth.com. You can go and see the whole calendar of events and all the trainings.
And everyone can get access to that auction?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Through that.
Yep.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. The auction's free to bid. If you want to come to the gala in person, you have to purchase tickets, but you can just make an account and bid online on the 20th from wherever you are. Yeah.
What time? Evening?
Evening. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sounds like both of them sound fun.
We've got some fun stuff up for auction.
Can we dive into that?
Sure.
I got to know.
We've got tons of UGA football signed
Go Dogs.
Stuff. Go Dogs.
I believe rumor is you graduated from UGA.
I am.
Go Dogs.
Yeah. Big Athens girl. UGA girl.
Born and raised in Athens.
Well, I wasn't born here, but we moved here when I was two.
That counts.
So I think that counts.
That counts.
My brothers were born here. Yes. Went to high school, elementary school, college, all the things here.
Clark Central?
No, I went to Westminster in Oconee.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, but we lived in Athens proper.
Right. That's right. Still all right.
And then went to Georgia. Haven't left. My kids are in Clark County Public Schools, so we love it. Never leaving.
She's a Georgia girl, literally and figuratively.
Yep. Yep, so tons of Georgia UGA signed stuff. We've got a Larry Munson football, all kinds of stuff. Some really great trips. We've got some great, what else do we have? Like some wine tasting events, tons of restaurant gift cards, some fun gift baskets, all kinds of stuff.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. What was that website again?
Capmonth.com.
Cap, C-A-P. I asked you the unfair question, you know, what to look for, what to look for. But in general, how does the community get more involved with you?
Mm-hmm.
You need volunteers all the time.
We do.
And you put people to work.
We do.
You're never going to, we're booked right now. You'll find something.
That's right.
You'll find something for them to do.
That's right. Yeah, we really have something for everybody, right? So if you've got time on your hands, we need people to come open up our resource closet to let parents come shop for diapers and essentials like that. If you don't have time, but you have an Amazon addiction like me, we need you to ship us some diapers so you can shop our Amazon wish list. You can become a recurring donor. You know, we just bought this new property. Well, it's been a couple years. We've got about 4.5 acres of this family resource center. We're so excited to be there. It's a place on the bus line for families to come and come to us and kind of feel welcomed and warm and inviting. We need people to help us with the landscaping. I'm trash at that. And so somebody out there is like a green thumb. Somebody can build us a little free library. You know, whatever you've got, I bet that there's a way that we could put you to work and use that to help make our families safer.
Now, how did people track down the Amazon wish list?
It's on our website as well.
Okay.
That capmonth.com links back to our site.
Ah.
Or you can go to brightpathsathens.org.
Right.
Brightpaths with an S.
I was about to say, there's an S in there.
There is. Capmonth.com is easier. It is. It's all linked our wish list. And you know, if you aren't able to do any of that, but you still want to get involved, follow us on social, reshare our posts. That goes really, a really long way. You can find our Amazon list there or just share a post with a family you know and help spread the word that we're out there. And then of course, for April, we hope that you'll go online and get a pinwheel or a sign to put in your yard for the rest of April.
Very cool.
Yeah.
You're on Facebook.
We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on LinkedIn.
LinkedIn.
Yes.
Both. Let's see. You're on LinkedIn and so is BrightPaths.
That's correct.
Awesome.
Yes.
Very good. Well, Sally, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Love the work you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing it.
Yeah. It's so fun.
Wish you didn't have to.
It's so fun. We love it. Our families are great. We're glad to be here.
All those success stories.
Yes. Oh, let me tell a story. Can I tell you a story before I leave?
You can always tell a story here.
Gosh, I have 100, but let me think about
the best one. Now she's down to like 98. I love that you have so many.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
I mean, it's the best part of my job. We start every staff meeting by sharing like what's going on with your families, nice. And it's just success stories.
I love that.
Okay, so I'll tell you one from my very first day of work, and this is at BrightPaths, and this is when I like fell in love with what we do, and then I'll tell you one that happened last week because I can't pick. So one of my very first days at work, and this was during COVID. So you talk about keeping services going. We were doing all of our parenting classes virtually, which was a challenge. I don't know if you did anything on Zoom in 2020, but there was
a lot. Zoom, what's that?
I know. We've never heard of it.
Zoom.
We had to learn it. You know, there's kids in the background. It's crazy. So our parenting facilitator is teaching a parenting class, and I'm just listening. And she's talking about different ways to discipline and going through all different strategies for different age groups. And here's some effective ways. And here's some ways to discipline that actually could strengthen your relationship with your child. What a concept that you could have a better relationship with your child through appropriate discipline. And one of the moms on Zoom just starts weeping. I mean, just crying in her little square on Zoom. So our facilitator stopped and said, hey, are you okay? And she, I mean, just, I could cry thinking about it. She said, I never realized that there was another way to parent besides the way that I was parented. She said, it just never crossed my mind. I just thought I had to do what my mom did. And she said, and that was horrible for me. And it never occurred to me that I had the power to like do it differently. So just that light bulb moment of her, nobody coming in and saying, you're a bad mom. I can't believe you would do this, but let's offer a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And now the trajectory of her kid's life has totally changed because she's going to discipline differently.
And for the better.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was just a real small moment.
That's awesome.
And then I'll tell you one more and you can use whichever one you want.
I'm going to use them both.
Great. I'm like, I should have just come in here and told stories. That's what I really want to do.
That's next time.
So we had another mom who in our home visiting program, Healthy Families Home Visiting, one of the things that our home visitors do is kind of work on goals. Let's think about your childhood. What did you love? What do you not want to repeat? What are some goals for yourself and your kids? Mm-hmm. And she said, my goal is that when my kid looks back at his childhood, that he knew that I loved him and that we had fun together. She said, when I look back on how I was raised, it was not good. Her mom was physically abusive, angry, the whole thing. And she said, the way that I feel about my mom, I do not want my child to feel that about me. So they worked on that. Okay, how can we do that? So this has been months in the making. And then the home visitor comes back a couple months later and the mom is so excited. She says, I got to tell you this story. I got to tell you what happened to me this week. And she's like, okay, what? She said, my kid was ticking me off, driving me crazy, you know, which happens.
That's, being a kid, by the way.
Being a kid, but also like kids can be irritating. It's okay to say that. You know? And she said, I was getting really frustrated. I felt myself getting angry. She said, so I stopped, which is the first huge win. She said, I stopped and I thought to myself, I know what my mom would have done in this scenario. Another huge win. I don't want to do that.
Right.
So she had the presence of mind to stop and say, I don't want to do that. I'm going to do something differently. So she said, so instead of doing what my mom would have done, she said, I went upstairs to the dress up box. We got superhero capes and we put them on and we ran laps around the cul-de-sac and pretended to be superheroes for 5 minutes. So she took what in her childhood would have been a very traumatic relationship breaking moment,
yeah,
had the presence of mind and the skill to stop and pivot that moment and turned it into what I think will be a really core memory for her kid that now built their relationship, is stronger. He thinks his mom is fun. Either way, it diffused the nonsense that was going on, right?
Yeah.
But she was able to take something that for her would have been a really terrible moment, and for her son got to be a really beautiful moment with his mom.
I love it.
So we see that every day, all the time.
No wonder you go to work.
I know. It's great. That's what I'm talking about. Our families are awesome.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Sally, nice job.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
See, it wasn't so hard.
No.
When the software works like it's supposed to. Hey, folks, go to capmonth.com, capmonth.com. Get in on that auction if you can't make it to the gala. That sounds like fun in itself. Big thank you to Sally and Bright Pass. I'm Tom Sheldon. We'll talk to you soon.
Life is full of ifs. But if you want to cash flow like a pro and get paid up to 2 days early, safeguard against surprises and supercharge your savings, Regions Life Banking makes it possible.
Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.